WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Trump facing a new deadline this afternoon in the January 6th case. His legal team has been asked to limit what he says about the indictment in person and on social media. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses in the January 6th case.
Two firefighters and their pilot killed when the chopper they were in collided with another helicopter and crashed in Riverside County.
The first helicopter was able to land safely nearby. Unfortunately, the second helicopter crashed. And tragically, all three members perished.
Cal Fire official David Fulcher. Yellow Trucking shut down last week. This week is filing for bankruptcy. The trucking company has been struggling financially for the past several years. This is ABC News. Warnings about a new way scammers are trying to separate you from your money using the payment app Zelle. ABC's Derek Dennis has the story.
It was creepy.
Creepy for Rachel Adler of San Francisco, who told our station KGO that a man pretending to be a Bank of America fraud prevention officer called her claiming there had been money siphoned out of her account. The phony caller assured Adler he would stop the theft, but first she had to Zelle the same amount of money back to herself and then ignore a Bank of America fraud alert. Adler's lost
$5,500.
Experts say it's happening all over and banks know it, but once money is approved and sent and a fraud alert is ignored, little can be done to retrieve it.
Rapper Tory Lanez facing sentencing today for shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion in the foot 3 years ago. He was convicted in December of three felonies, including assault. Justin Finch, ABC News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, or Mayor and Mino, whichever you prefer for this hour. Joining us right now, a very special guest, longtime friend of mine, great Green Bay Packer kicker, Mr. Chris Jackie. Hello, Chris.
Well, good early morning to you, Mr. Mino. How are you doing?
Outstanding. Thank you very much for getting up early for us.
I did get up early.
We appreciate that.
And Chris, besides this friend of John's and a great athlete, you're a good community guy. You are a good community guy. I remember I was we had this celebrity waiter thing one time, and you don't remember this because it was, well, I don't know, 25 years ago, but you were my waiter.
Oh, I think I remember. I think it was myself and Jeff Query were there.
And Blair,
maybe Blair Keel.
Right.
It wasn't Blair Keel. I think it was Anthony Dilwig.
This is no lie. Chris, this is no lie. When you're saying that, it's like, oh my gosh, are you hearkening back to a great fun time with guys? And I was thinking in my head, I'll bet Anthony Dilwig was there. And then you know, honest to God, that's what I was thinking.
But you were great, and you were fun, and engaging with the community, and you continue to do that. And surprised you never ran for mayor, Chris. Actually, I'm glad you never ran for mayor because you would have beat me. But are you still loving Green Bay?
I'm loving Suamico, but
right.
I mean, it's the
close
greater
enough.
Green Bay area.
Right.
We just built over the winter our, what we call it when we get old, is our retirement home.
Yes.
And we actually moved from Howard into the Suamico area with a little bit of land out here.
There you go.
I've been here for I drafted 1989.
Yep.
And, you know, except for a few forays, you know, with the, who the heck were they? The Arizona Cardinals for a couple of years. And I've always called Green Bay home. I love it here. My kids have grown up here, and I just love it. I love the community, and I love doing what I can for the community, like you said.
Yeah, we really, really appreciate it.
And as far as your kids, awesome. Didn't you have one that graduated from West Point?
I did, and he is stationed in Germany. He's not coming home. He says he loves it too much over there.
That's awesome.
Go figure.
Well,
yeah,
you know, but
we're really proud of him.
Right, and God bless him for... You know, in the old days, people didn't do that. And my kids don't live in the state, and they love where
right.
they live. And I think there's a lot of great places to live. We happen to be partial to Green Bay, but there's just great
right.
places all over this planet to live. And as long as it's so easy to get there, right? You can get to Germany in, what, 7-8 hours. And it's just he's not that far away, but I'm sure you miss him.
Yep, yeah. Just a day's travel. That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, let's talk a little bit about obviously training camp starts again. And when you came in as a drafted player, when a kicker or punter gets drafted, the team is saying, okay, this is going to be our guy. It's not like another defensive lineman or, you know, they're a dime a dozen. You're expected to produce right off the bat. So for the young guy the Packers brought in, and of course Mason was Mason, tell me what this young guy's going through.
Well, it's, you know, when you look way back when I came in, was drafted in 1989, there was actually five of us in camp.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Don't ask me to remember those guys' names because I will not be able to help you.
There has to be a Zendejas has to be in there somewhere.
I think the five of us were trying to replace a Zendejas at the time.
Okay.
So but what's going through his mind right now, you know, I read he had a few down days in practice and, you know, turned it around on Saturday night at family night and had a great night. I'm looking forward to watching them in kind of a game time situation. You know, these are all practices. You know, I turned family night on, and I know people love that because there's an opportunity for them to get to the stadium and on a cheap and not have to pay, you know, what is it, $900 a ticket for regular season these days. But it was practice. So I'm looking forward to watching him and everybody and Jordan Love. You know, let's start at the top. A new quarterback, even though he's not new to the team, to watch these guys in a game time atmosphere. And I believe that starts this Friday.
Well, I remember the time, Chris, the guy they brought in basically to replace you was a high draft pick. Conway, I think was his name. And that kid,
Brett Conway.
Brett, and he missed a couple of, I think, extra points in his first thing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I almost think mentally that really affected him, don't you?
It had to have. You know, and I think after, you know, that's opened the door for Ryan Longwell, who went on to have an excellent career. And, you know, I don't know what happened to Brett Conway. I think he went to the Redskins for a couple of years, but I don't think he stayed around too long. You know, maybe it had something to do with, you know, kind of falling flat on your face and having such high expectations. I believe he was a third-round pick.
Yeah.
So the expectations were there, and he just didn't pan out. You know, but fortunately, you know, Ryan Longwell was waiting in the wings.
But, Chris, doesn't the NFL, I talked to a couple front office people, high expectations aren't that great, right? I mean,
for the Packers?
Well, yeah, just, you know, it's like the only you can do is really not meet them. You know what I mean? Because everybody's Super Bowl this.
Right.
And when you guys come in with these very high expectations, it doesn't always pan out.
Yeah, we can look back over recent history, and there's proof there that it doesn't. But this year, you know, even though Love is a rookie, as far as, well, he's not a rookie. Let's get that. You know, this is his third or what is it, fourth year. But playing time wise, being a starter, he's a rookie. But I mean, he's been around for a few years. He knows the system. He knows how to play. He's athletic. And quite frankly, you look at our schedule, who really scares you on our schedule except for maybe the Chiefs?
Yeah, that's true. That's total truth.
Because
I think the Vikings, I think the Vikings have lost a lot by losing Dalvin Cook and Thielen.
Right. Yeah, you know, Detroit maybe, but when they have a good year, they usually even take a step backwards. So, you know, I have high hopes for the season, even with a quote-unquote new quarterback or new kicker or whoever else they're throwing in the mix. Just by looking at our schedule, you know, the Chiefs, I think, are the only team that really scare me. I think we have a good opportunity to win 10 games plus.
That's awesome. But you talk about expectations. Detroit, and I like Detroit a lot, and I like the city. I like their mayor. But they're sold out. First time in what? How long since they've been actually sold out? So, you know, and that's a great community, and, you know, they need I don't know. They're just really rallying around the Lions this year. It's going to be interesting. But I would agree. I think the Chiefs are.
Hell, they are. I mean, what can you say against them? And you got a phenomenal coach. Hey, Chris, you mentioned some of those guys, though. Jeff Query. And I think that was the last era. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that almost seems to be the last era of guys that really. I mean, if we'd go to a bar after a game or something, there'd be like 22 guys all hanging out. It's like you guys did everything together. It was like a really close.
We did.
It doesn't seem that way anymore, does it? It seems like there's layers to get to these guys now.
Well, you know, here's the problem today. Social media.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, John, you were with us at those bars back in the early 90s or 89.
I don't remember that.
It's still there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I mean, if there were social media around back then, we'd probably have guys just getting out of jail.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's true. It's true. I mean, you guys got to be so careful.
We had fun, and I'm being a little.
I remember being in bars when Charles Martin was still here, and there were things that would be national news. I've seen him clean up. I saw him. I don't know if you remember Don Bracken.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Don and I were really good friends, and we were out after a game, and Charles Martin was there. And Charles was doing shot. He had lined up, I want to say, at least 12 shots in front of him, which the bartender shouldn't have done that to begin with. And in Charles' hands, it looked like a thimble. It reminded me of like some, because he had his little pinky out even to grab it. And he was doing shot after shot. And I went up and talked to him a little bit. God. And he was, okay. And he was really mad about something. I don't know if he got benched or whatever. So Bracken goes, I better go talk to Charlie, settle him down. I tried, talked to him a little bit. And, he's like, no, we're good friends. Next thing I know, Charles Martin has Don Bracken in a headlock, and it's like the old West where the guy takes his head all the way down the bar, and I just remember Bracken's eyes going, Charlie, it's me! It's me, Bracken! Charlie! Just like that. And he cleaned off everybody's drinks off the top of the bar. Somebody would have had a camera phone out. It'd be TMZ.
National, international. Yeah,
exactly.
We had that reporter on that said the biggest change, we're talking about the changes in the NFL, Chris. And, and you talk about the price is crazy and now they don't take cash and all these other changes that have been made, some of the contracts. He said the biggest change was social media.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Chris, are you still heavily involved with the Alumni Association?
Yeah. Player Alumni Resources, the company I started a few years ago. I'm not an agent or anything. I just try and help facilitate really local businesses or charities in Wisconsin to have an alumni come in and help them, whether it's speaking or golfing or just a good old appearance for the guys. So, I still do that, absolutely.
And do you guys have a big event coming, a shooting event, like a Sporting Clays event?
That's actually the one the Packers put on yearly. That's when they bring back, the 30 or 40 alumni for alumni weekend and do all that stuff.
Okay.
Which is always a good time. It involves golf and, like you say, clay shooting. I believe that's Saints weekend.
Yeah. But it's one of those things, too. Yeah. I think, there's a lot of people who, like in my era or whatever, even like the Frankie Winters and the Lynn Dickies and guys like that. Don't have to be a Super Bowl champ, and Lynn Dickey obviously wasn't, but talking with those guys about their playing days and their era is still a lot of fun for everybody.
Oh, that's when I came here, even after I retired, going to a lot of events and stuff, you run into like a Jerry Kramer or Fuzzy Thurston, and these guys tell you stories like they're watching it on TV. That clear in their minds. It's amazing, and it's very, I enjoy it. It's just a lot of fun listening to those guys look back on that era. Almost 60 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
But Chris, you enjoy that, but this community really enjoys that. And I went to a lot of events, and when they had one of you guys there to, especially if it's a startup event, right? Or it needs a little shot in the arm, to bring in a Packer alum and just thank you for all the effort you put into this in Green Bay. It's really helped a lot of these nonprofits. And, this community needs these nonprofits to be successful. And the way they're successful is by, having good attendance and donors. And you helped with that throughout so many things I'd see you or your people at. And I just want to tell you how grateful we are as a community. Yeah, you're awesome.
Chris, can you stick around for another segment?
And we love doing it because, quite honestly, sometimes it gets flipped around and fans have stories that I've never heard. Now, whether I can validate them or not, I don't know. But it's really fun to listen to some of the stories, whether it's about me or other guys. And I go, that might be true, but I'm not quite sure.
Can you stick around for another segment, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Right. We're talking with Chris Jackie. We'll be back with more of Mine on the Mayor right after this.
Summer. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court document. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again, tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 83. Chance for scattered storms, Wednesday, daytime highs approaching 86. 81, sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The beauty of the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors is that you have these exclusive hidden screens, which can stay inside the window while you're not using it. You can retire that fly swatter, have a beautiful outdoor view whenever screens aren't needed. Also within the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. If you bundle up and save, 250 series patio door, 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23. We are talking with former Packer kicker Chris Jackie, who's very, very active still with the alumni and getting guys back here, which I still think is a great idea, Chris, because so many of those guys, as you mentioned, you did, I mean, you're from Texas, but you decided Northeast Wisconsin is your home. And for a lot of those guys that don't live around here anymore, I know how much they really enjoy just coming back and just for the way people treat them. You know, I mean, like I was with Randy Wright this spring out in Phoenix, and, you know, we're in a restaurant. Nobody knows who Randy Wright is or I am or anything. And he said, you know, it's funny when, with the people that come up to you, just how gracious they are about, it's almost like they want to thank you for playing for the Packers. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. And it is fun to go out in communities, not necessarily in the immediate Green Bay area. I mean, I go to towns that I've never heard of. I got, you know, thank God there's Google now. I don't have to tear open a map that's made of paper. And just, you know, you go out and meet people out on the far northwest side of the states, and they're Packer fans. And, you know, I've done stuff in other states. You know, I've gone into Minnesota or Illinois and in Iowa, and it's the same thing. There's Packer fans everywhere. You know, I can remember after my rookie season, my girlfriend at the time and I went to Cancun, and we're walking down the beach, and here comes someone wearing a Packer jersey or a Packer shirt. And this is 1989.
Yep.
So it's just always been a huge thing, no matter where you are. It's just a lot of fun to get out there, and you know, I can tell my story, and I can have people tell me what they think my story is or the story of other guys. So it's just a lot of fun.
And it's got, besides that, I mean, and there are two things there. I think one is that people in Green Bay know that we're blessed to have an NFL team. I mean, how many little cities, 100,000 people, You know, right. I mean, it's
Duluth.
Not even, it's not
it's
even
Duluth, right. Basically, I mean, same size town.
You're not even the next city isn't even close to where we are. So we're grateful for that. But the other thing is, and the Packers have done a good job, true or not, the mystique of the community ownership. You know, yeah. I mean, we all own stock that's non-dividend, non-appreciating, but it's all on our wall.
I'm an owner.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it's great.
We all bought a piece.
Yeah, we did. I will say about the Packers, and you know, I learned more about them in the last 20 years than I did when I was a kid, but they do bring in quality people. I want to say that. I just don't think we've had a lot of, you know, you read about these people.
And
you get guys right. like Chris Jackie and they're just good people. Donald Driver. I mean, these are good people who, you know, you leave and you still keep giving, you know. And I just think that, and I think that's why we're so loved. I guess, I don't know, between us and Dallas and who's America's team. But I'll tell you, if somebody had to, you know, be part of a team, I think they'd pick the Green Bay Packers.
How many places would have 78,000 people show up for a practice?
I know, right?
Zero.
Zero.
Right. Right. And a waiting list of a gazillion yes. people. So, yeah, it's great. And well, you got to feel good, too.
No, it is very unique here, that's for sure.
And you had your opportunities, and you know, you were here, and people embraced you and yep. came back. So, yeah, we're glad you're here. So what are you working on now? What's in Chris Jackie's wheelhouse?
I'm working on my new grandson that just came into the world 4 weeks ago.
Nice. Ooh, congrats.
And I kind of mentioned we built our retirement home here over, so we're actually slowing down. My wife owns her own firm here in Wisconsin in the Green Bay area. She's an executive coach, and slowing down a little bit since she's been slowing down over the last year, and we're going to try and take things easy and enjoy the community more here in Green Bay or right. Suamico for that matter. I'm a Suamican, not just a Green Bayan.
We're okay with that.
And just enjoy the community and enjoy football when it's football season and enjoy those things in the summer that Wisconsinites love to enjoy.
You take in the games? Do you
go? Enjoy the rest of my life.
Yeah. And you deserve that. You've done a lot, given a lot. Do you go to the games, Chris?
We'll go to a couple a year.
Yeah, same here.
You know, we have a nice, good-sized TV. And,
right.
You know, the beer is a little cheaper in my fridge than at Lambeau.
Nobody urinating in the sink. So, yeah, that's nice.
my parking is free. Well, it's not free. I had to pay for the garage. But.
Hey, Chris, we're got 2 minutes. Can you stay for another segment? Do you mind? This is so much fun.
Do you mind?
Sure,
are you
absolutely.
Okay?
Right,
okay. Awesome. But anyway,
I'm okay. I'm awake now. Let's go.
A couple of things. Well, I got like three topics I'm going to be talking to you all about right, in the sure next thing. Do. One is, do you do any personal kicking sessions for anybody? Because I remember I had somebody from Horicon ask about that. They wanted to know if you could help a young man. I want to talk about that. I want to talk a little bit more about if somebody wanted to, you know, hire an alumni, you know, to bring them in. And another thing I want to talk about, and again, I'm going back in times, but I still want to say that 1989 season was one of the most fun seasons in Green Bay Packer history because expectations were so low and they achieved so great. And I just want to talk about that. That year is still stuck in my mind.
And I know you're sticking around for one more segment, Chris, and Johnny kind of, he monopolizes this, especially when you get a sports guy on. But I
have not monopolized this.
I can't even get a word in edgewise. And when he starts singing, it's really when he sets me off. Okay. But Chris, I want to talk to you about your political future. I will help you. I can raise some money. You're the guy. So think about that.
Where did that come from?
Because he'd be great. Wow. Okay. He would be great.
You never say that about me.
I don't. That is a true statement.
All right. Wow. Chris, we're going to send it to a quick break. We'll be back with more with Chris Jackie joining Mino and the Mayor right here on WGBW. Back right after this.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away.
In a distant land, and an eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Trump facing a new deadline this afternoon in the January 6th case. His legal team has been asked to limit what he says about the indictment in person and on social media. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses in the January 6th case.
Two firefighters and their pilot killed when the chopper they were in collided with another helicopter and crashed in Riverside County.
The first helicopter was able to land safely nearby. Unfortunately, the second helicopter crashed. And tragically, all three members perished.
Cal Fire official David Fulcher. Yellow Trucking shut down last week. This week is filing for bankruptcy. The trucking company has been struggling financially for the past several years. This is ABC News.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crude, and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. On a beautiful Monday morning, it is football season. Packers had their, of course, family night the other night on a gorgeous night. They've had so many problems with rain over the years, right? And lightning, and just awesome the other night. We got Chris Jackie on, former Packer, great kicker. And Chris, I've actually got 4 items before I turn it back over to the mayor, because he wants to literally recruit you to get into politics. So
He does.
Before I waste 5 minutes of your life doing that.
Say, Chris, I said that when I heard you were going to be on the show. So I have some ideas, and I don't know how detailed we want to get, but I have a feeling John's going to monopolize your segment here.
No, I got 4 questions.
Okay, quickly.
Here we go. Number one, obviously these new stadiums are amazing to kick in. Kicking in Green Bay versus kicking somewhere like even in the South or in all these domes all the times. And especially for somebody like yourself, can you even describe what it was like kicking at Milwaukee County Stadium in November or December?
It sucked. In one word. I mean, if you remember, I mean, obviously the Brewers are playing there as well. And I every late September or early October, when the Brewers were out of the running for playoffs, they tried to sod that infield. And if John, if you remember walking on that infield, it wasn't sand. It was like a hard, gravelly dirt. Yep. And it was just ridiculous.
Yep.
And then they tried to throw some sod on over that, which actually made it worse, because I remember kicking a few times that stuff or just watching the guys during the game or during warm-ups, and that sod would just come up.
Well, their plant foot would go sliding. Remember that?
Yeah, our plant foot or, you know, or running back trying to make a cut. And it was just, looking back, we didn't think about it at the time, but it would probably be considered dangerous in today's terms.
I remember after a game when Jan Stenerud then went to the Vikings, and he came back, and I remember him missing just a chip shot. It would be in the infield, like by the third base area, or shortstop would be prob. And I talked to him after the game, just went over to say hello. I said, how was it coming back? He goes, I hope I never see this stadium for the rest of my life if I kick till I'm 100.
I believe it. Yeah, that was, and the accommodations at the stadium weren't that great.
Oh, they're terrible. So. That locker room was so tiny. Terrible. Unbelievable. Worst stadium I've ever been
there
in.
There are four or five of us to a locker. It doesn't matter if you are a rookie or a 15-year veteran. You were sharing a locker.
I got to say this. One other one. I remember Lynn Dickey one time comes out of the shower, and they were gathered around whatever quarterback it was. You know, young quarterback. You always talk to them. And he was standing behind the group of reporters, and he asks Sherry Olson, who's the reporter, he goes, Sherry, can I ask you a favor? Like, yeah, Lynn, why? Would you hand me my underwear? He literally couldn't get his underwear, and she took his boxers off and handed them to him.
But that not only for you guys, but that was not a great place for fans.
It was terrible.
You know what I mean?
It was terrible.
So that was, a great thing Bob Harlan did to get all the games here and Milwaukee package, but to all be here is great.
That was part of the turnaround in those early 90s.
No question. What about as far as kicking camps, Chris? Do you do anything like that? Or individual lessons?
I've never done anything as far as starting a kicking camp or producing a kicking camp. You know, I've helped out some kids individually, like you mentioned, the guy from Horicon, and or locally. But I usually direct them to. There's a couple of great camps that I know of. One is Cole's camp here in Wisconsin. I think he was a former Badger kicker.
Yeah.
And there's one in Florida, Mike Hollis, and he was a Jacksonville Jaguar, I believe, for years. And he has an excellent camp. And I think actually the kid from Horicon went down to that one. So,
okay.
You know, those are the two. If you want a local one, it's the Coles camp or the one, there's one in Florida that's year round. You don't have to worry about the weather or anything like that. And Mike is an excellent guy, and he was very successful in his own right in the NFL.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Chris, they go over the technical part, but just the pressure of kickers. Do they have some kind of, I don't know,
those are called psychiatrists, I think.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's
nothing I can help with there.
But is there part of
I got my own issues.
Yeah, John especially. But Chris, do they, in those camps, do they talk about that? I mean, that is part of your job. It's unbelievable.
It's a huge part. I think it was 94 maybe. I had pulled a hamstring, and they had brought the kid back that was in camp. And remember, Dirk, it was a Dirk, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, Dirk Borgiannone.
Oh, yes, yes, I do, yep.
And they brought him in. It was a game at Jacksonville, ironic. And they went out during pregame. You know, we always do the pregame and all that stuff, and he was missing everything because I remember watching it because I stayed back in Green Bay to do rehab, and I was watching the game, and Craig Hendrick was doing all the field goals and extra points.
Yes.
I go, what the heck happened to the kicker? What happened to Dirk?
Yeah.
And they got back, and Nolan Cromwell, the special teams coach, and Craig just said he just froze. He couldn't do a thing. Wow. He couldn't make a kick. He looked scared to death. He was trembling. So yeah, there is a big mental aspect when you think about it. I mean, there's you got the fans in the stands, you got all the reporters, And then you got the other 12 to 15 million people watching you on TV.
And you got Mike Holmgren on the sidelines.
Yeah, that was always a joy.
Yeah, you did.
And the Vegas odds.
Yeah. And the odds, man. Yeah, the bookies, the mob, all that stuff.
Chris, does everybody does it. Maybe it goes back to, the Curly Lambeau days or whatever, where, a guy comes out for a field goal late in a game and the opposing team calls that timeout right at the last second type thing to freeze the kicker. Does that work?
You've watched it over the years. Can you remember it really working?
No.
There's your answer.
Okay.
it really doesn't. They did it. I remember Philly did it to me. It was actually in County Stadium, and I remember Reggie White, going, "Hey, Chris, you're gonna miss." And I didn't know who Reggie was at the time.
And you went off on, and challenged him to a fight after the game in the parking lot?
I think I'd lose that fight. I pick my fights, It's usually the cheerleaders or somebody else. Timeouts. They give you time to settle down, make sure you have the 11 guys on the field, check your spot where you're going to put the ball down.
Right.
So to me, it helps. It doesn't hurt you.
Wow. Okay. One other thing, though, in regards to that 1989 season, I remember the kick you made. I was at the game in Tampa. And it was that was just like incredible because again, the year before I think it was 4-12, and before that it was whatever. I thought that kick in that game really personified that season and that team. It was like you guys won the Super Bowl. I mean, it was incredible because it's like we're truly having success here. It's like holy crap,
we can do this.
We can do this. Do you remember that, Chris?
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean. Like you said, it was a turnaround, not necessarily a turnaround for that season, but I remember, after the game, flying back to Green Bay, not getting into 1 or 2 in the morning, and as we were on our approach, the captain comes on and says, "Guys, we got about 5 to 6,000 or 5 to 10,000 people waiting for you."
Isn't that something?
This is 1989.
Yeah.
There is no social media, no one's, but I remember walking off that plane and we literally walked through a line of people from the gate all the way to the parking lot.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And this is my rookie season. I'm just going, wow, this place, is special.
Yeah.
You heard about it, but until you really experience it, that was it.
Because that's the thing, now I tell people all the time, you people are so spoiled if you've only been following the Packers for 25 years or so, because you just assume exactly. No, they only went 11-5 this year. That's like, hey, gotta fire the coach, fire the defensive coordinator. It's like, do you guys have any idea what 85, 86, 87, 88 was like versus, I mean, that's why that 89 season was so much fun. And again, like the Anthony Dilwigs and the young Don Majkowski and those guys.
Great guys, a lot of characters. I mean, Tim Harris, Brian Noble, Mark Lee. Yeah, it was, Don Bracken was the punter at the time, my holder. And
Did you hang out with Brent?
We did things together. We weren't afraid to go out and, be misrepresented on social media or correctly, that could have happened too.
And then there's Brent Fulwood.
Brent Fulwood. Yeah,
that
it was
guy,
just a, the linemen, James Campen and Euchre and all those guys, Hallstrom and
Alan Rich Vingrad.
Moran. Yeah, Alan Vingrad, and just we all got along. It didn't matter.
That's awesome.
I'm sure the guys do today. You just don't see it as much because, quite honestly, if I played today, I wouldn't go out nearly like we did back then.
A young Chuck Cecil,
Chuck Cecil. So it was. It was a good rookie year. Good timing for me to come into the league with that group of guys.
So and Chris, I got to say one more thing, Jimmy. Right. Then it's all yours.
Yeah,
okay,
right,
that's all
right,
yours.
Right.
I still have the video. I'm going to dig it out sometime to show you. For years, the Packers would play this joke on the rookies where the night before Thanksgiving, go get your free turkeys. And all these veterans would say, "Hey, man, I can't go. Can you pick mine up?" And I remember, I think you argued the longest and most vociferously with the guy we had on camera about, "No, they're free. Coach said they're free." Remember that?
Oh, my God. Yes, I remember that. But you got to put it in context. That's back when hazing was allowed.
Yeah.
That wasn't the first thing we had to pay for. And I was like, my God, I thought we were over this. And I tried to make my case to no avail. And I bought my damn
free. I still remember your quote. So it's like, free means we don't pay. Which part of that don't you understand? Free means we don't pay.
I tried to use my college education.
There you go. Find the word free.
Yeah.
So, hey, Chris, let me ask you that. We got a couple minutes left, but.
We're keeping Chris. Can we keep beyond the end of the show? I'm serious. We still got so much to talk about.
Need to pretend
I told him I was going
to
wrap up for one segment. But I don't want to let him
go. We kind of like bait and switch, right? I want to ask you about football safety. You've got a grandson now, and you have a son that. But I remember Jordy Nelson kind of weighing in on would your kid play or not. I mean, what do you think about just? The career of football.
Well, if I could jump into that, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but you actually had some concussions. Yeah, people think, well, a kicker.
Right.
You had concussions, right, Chris?
We made kickers can tackle too, and we made tackles over the years. If we got a concussion back in when I was playing, whether it was myself or, you know, the guys that actually played the game, just kicked, it was smelling salts. Remember those things on the sidelines?
Absolutely.
It was take a few whiffs of this and you're back in the game. So God knows how many concussions actually occurred, you know, prior to the testing that they have available today. We'll never know. And we probably don't want to know.
Yeah.
Bill Schrader told me one time when he was with the Lions and Mariucci was the coach and he got just lit up and he was on the sidelines.
Right.
He said, I can barely see. And they said, you got to go in there. With this one formation, you got to go out there. You have to. And he literally could barely see. His world was spinning around so bad. And he went back.
He told me that story. Yeah.
Isn't that the truth, though? How scary is that?
Yeah.
It's very scary.
But I want to ask, because people ask about youth sports, youth football. Are you okay with what we're doing?
I mean, humanity's made it this far.
Yeah.
We've made it through a lot. I'll let my kids choose what they want. My own kids and my grandson, obviously I'll follow their parents' guidance. You know, my kids, I let them choose. You know, I didn't
that's
guide
cool.
them in any direction. I just let them choose. And that's part of a free system economy.
Right.
Free and market system.
It's also part of being a good dad. You know, let them choose. Is. Don't live your life through them. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I've
great.
Too many times.
Oh, man.
You know, fathers or parents, you know, having their kids. Well, my son's got to play this or got to play this.
Right.
No, I go, my kids can do whatever
that's
they
awesome.
Want. And my oldest son was a brainiac and now he's serving in the Army. So
what rank is he now?
And graduated
Chris?
West Point.
Oh, so, that's God bless.
What rank is he?
He is now a captain.
Wow. So does he make it a career then, obviously, huh?
The military? You know, he's an introvert. Believe it or not, the boy is an introvert. It's hard to get a lot out of him.
Okay. It's all right.
I'm trying to convince him to come back to the States because I tell him you could write your own ticket where you want to work.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, come back and just go back to West Point and teach or something.
Right.
You know, but come home. But nope, he's having a good time in Germany right now. So.
Well, that's outstanding.
It's
good
great
for
you
him. Proud of him. Yeah. I remember when he was like really, really little and everything. And now to be.
Oh, yeah, they all were.
Oh, you're getting so old. You're now, or not you, Jersey. I mean, it's always like, oh, that little kid. Yeah, he's a captain in the Army.
Is that awesome?
That's awesome.
I mean,
isn't
that's
crazy.
That's great.
Well, we got to set a quick break, and Chris, we're just not going to let you go. So,
Chris, you mind?
We're through
all
asking.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
so
awesome.
Stick with us, buddy. Chris Jackie joining us. My other mayor. Back right after this.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 83. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. Daytime highs approaching 86. 81, mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah, okay, whatever
Starbucks,
it takes.
Yes. Anyway.
So, Chris, one other thing that Jason...
Jeez, I mean, can you believe that, Chris? I just, you know, it's just... Well, I go to the bathroom, and the guy's like...
Six times.
I robbed the bank. I went to the bathroom.
I know, but it's like every break. Okay, it's like, are you okay? I mean, get that checked. Or be like a truck driver, bringing one of those things where you get it all hooked up, where you just kind of...
Nice.
I'm just saying, we got a show
Chris,
to do
you
here.
You haven't been to our studio, but John would do something like that. I wouldn't. It's all glass, and it's right down here on the city deck. We have to have you in studio one time, but John, right. It'd be nice to teach to housebreak John, but we're working on it. Anyway, back, Chris, I need to talk about the political...
Here's his pitch. He's dead serious about this, so you know.
I am,
go
Chris.
Ahead,
Chris, I am. Chris... So I spent a little bit of time in government, a lot of time, 20 years.
I remember.
He
would have been crushed if you had said, really? What'd you do?
Yeah.
That would have hurt. Okay.
Well, I mean, we've been calling you Mayor Schmidt all morning, so I think that's a giveaway.
But Chris, have you really thought about maybe doing something in state senator, U.S. senator? You would be great. And let me tell you why. People vote for people that they like. The candidate makes a difference. And then we'll get into the policies. Yeah. But you would be, I'm telling you, Chris, and I'm serious about this. I told Johnny this last week. I said, you know, got Chris Jackie, what are his plans? Is the door open on that for me to kind of come over and see?
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, no, let him finish. No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's no door open. There's not even a door in the room. I have my political views.
Yes.
And I usually, I think I can do more by doing what I'm doing than being locked up in a room in Madison, batting people in the head. I mean, it's just.
Well, as long as you got
You know how dysfunctional government is.
I do. I do. But that's because we don't have the strongest leadership, right. And that's where you could help. But okay, look, I'm glad you still, and I know you've been supportive of people and policies, and thank you for doing that. And what you're doing for this community is great. I started that.
Well,
I want to end
again
with that. Yeah. I just, you know, tell us a little bit more about.
Yeah, but your alumni, I think, Chris, if somebody wanted to, if a corporation said, hey, I heard Chris Jackie on, and, you know, how would they go about contacting you? So I'm not going to give them number or anything.
We do have a website. And when I say we, I talk in representation of all the alumni that I work with. And, the company is called, I don't even know if we've named the company, it's called Player Alumni Resources.
Okay.
And the website is, I wait for it, PlayerAlumniResources.com.
Okay.
You see how I did that? You see how I put that together?
He needs to go into politics.
And Chris, can I assume you prefer the golf outing?
I'm sorry?
Can I assume you guys like doing golf outings?
I love doing golf outings.
I'm just saying, because it's par.
Summer in Wisconsin.
Player Alumni Resources par.
Yeah.
Get it, John?
Well, you go around Wisconsin. There's probably, what, a 2,000 golf outings in the state of Wisconsin in a 3-month period.
And that's why your acronym is PAR. That's what doesn't get. I had to write.
I didn't get it.
I had to write it down for John. I had to pass him a note.
That's so I could remember it. It was because Player Alumni Resources was such a long term. I said, "How can we shorten that?" I was talking to my wife.
Thank you.
He goes, "How about PAR? Because then we could play off the golf thing. And if you look at the logo, there's a little flag stuck in a football field." So it all kind of brings it together.
Good marketing guy. So,
I just didn't get it at first when you were telling me, Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, John is just, it takes a long time.
We do everything from golfing to speaking to if you want to have someone come during the season to your sports bar and hang out for a game, you know, something as simple as that.
But I would do that too if somebody wants me to.
Yeah. Our big stuff John is would our drink golf up, outings in the summer and corporate speaking, and I kind of play off with my wife's company because she's very well connected,
great.
And I like that.
Nice.
In the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, Chris, I got to throw some names out at you. Give me your little thumbnail sketch. Okay? From your era.
He didn't say okay.
Hey, okay. Yeah, he has to. Okay. That's good. Right. Don Mikulski.
Not a very good mullet.
You had the better mullet, didn't you?
I did.
Yes.
I think that
you were king of the mullets.
He was.
Yes. But the Magic Man in like that 89 season before he got hurt, because the poor guy became
a different
person.
Oh, you want a football-related?
Yeah, football-related.
Football-related.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That big game against the Bears.
Yeah.
Was he over the line, not over the line? You know.
Yeah.
Every guy, I mean, we were the cardiac pack, I mean, that whole season. And then watching him get hurt, I mean, I won't forget that either, so.
A young Brett Favre.
Crazy.
Right?
First time I met Brett Favre, believe it or not, I was working out in a weight room. Yeah, kickers, we did work out. And they were walking him around the stadium and introducing him to the people that were there. This was early March before they even, I think, maybe they were signing him that day. I don't know. But he had that deer in the headlight look. And I'm like, who's this? You know, I'm good friends with Don Mikulski. He's our quarterback. They're bringing in another quarterback. This is a waste of time. Little did I know.
He did not look.
He'd be around for a few years.
He did not look like a quarterback, did he?
Oh no, he did not. He looked. He was skinny, and again, he was almost. He had that deer in the headlight look, and we all know what that looks like.
Yes,
he's afraid.
How tough was Coach Holmgren on him early on?
Oh, he is tough on everybody.
Yeah,
Mike wanted a championship here so bad, and. I mean, it took a change of culture, you know, we did a lot of things that were a lot different after Mike got here. He would walk through the locker room on occasion and the guys would be playing dominoes and he'd be saying, why are you guys playing dominoes? Get in there and get on the treadmill. And, you know, we're just like, man, we just got done with a 2.5-hour practice, and you know, my practices weren't that difficult. I kind of hid, except for one of my 5 minutes of practice. I actually had to kick, but yeah, he was scary. But
he delivered
his way of doing things, right. And it worked.
Yeah,
you can't complain about that.
No, all right, Chris, we're gonna be wrapping it up here again. We planned on a segment. We've done an entire hour with you, and we can do another hour right now because this is so much fun.
You are great.
So my paycheck's going to be $4,000.
Absolutely.
It's on its way.
The mayor is going to deliver it personally.
Chris, this has been great. And I just, people, they love you. And you were a great guy. You continue to give back to the community. I think people really appreciate that besides, you know, what you did for the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, best of luck to your son, to your grandson.
You
got a lot going on in life. And
You saw it Saturday night. If you weren't at the practice, or if you watched it on, just the connection between players and fans, it's very unique. And if it exists anywhere else in sports, I'd be a highly questionable that was factual. So it's just a great combination, the fans and the players.
Well, Chris, Jackie, what a pleasure it's been. We'd sure love to have you again, maybe sometime during the season or something, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm always around.
You're awesome. The man. And we're going to pub your thing, too. Player Alumni
Resources. You guys are the man. And Mayor, you can go pee now. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Chris.
Take care, buddy.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
See ya.
Take care, guys.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
That was fun. Chris Jackie joining us for
the
hour. That was so much fun. All right, we're out of time. Where did this morning go already? We need that extra hour. Mine on the Mayor. Back tomorrow morning. See ya.
Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W2